6:43, 13:20, WILS on this Wednesday. Well, a disturbing new study from the University of Michigan raising serious concerns about children's digital safety and security. Suzanne Gelman with us, or Susan Gelman, I should say. We just talked to Suzanne. Now it's Susan Gelman, professor of psychology and linguistics at the University of Michigan. Susan, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And these are, and you actually were looking at how young kids feel about being tracked, essentially being tracked online in their digital privacy. How young are we talking about?
Well, the children in this study were as young as 4-year-olds and all the way up to 10. Mm-hmm. And then we also looked at how adults think about these issues.
Okay. And now, what 4-year-olds, what do they think in general about being tracked, that kind of thing, being monitored online?
Yeah. They think it's absolutely fine.
How do you make, where does that come from that they're fine with it?
Yes. So we did experiments where first we explained to kids what a tracking device is. And we showed them a little tracking button, and we showed that you can see where something is on the computer. Mm-hmm. And we moved it around to different places in our lab, and they could see that wherever it was, they could see it on the computer, and we tested to make sure they got that idea. And then once they had that term, we asked them just a set of simple questions. Would it be okay or not okay for they themselves to track different objects that they own, or for someone else to do it?
And they were okay with it?
Yes. Yeah, so they thought it was not quite as good if someone else was tracking their belongings than if they were doing it themselves.
So, at what age, Susan, do children begin to recognize there's something potentially problematic about someone tracking them?
So it was at about 6 to 7 that kids were showing like a really clear distinction that it's better for the owner to track the items and for someone else who's not the owner. Mm-hmm. But really, we didn't find, even at the oldest ages that we were testing, which was 8 to 10-year-olds, they were neutral about somebody else tracking their stuff. It wasn't until the adults that they were actually really expressing negative feelings about it.
Yeah, do you think it's an age-related issue or the fact that they've grown up with these technologies?
That's such a great question, and we don't know the answer. So, yeah, just like you're saying, one possibility is that when these kids get older, they'll get increasingly respectful of privacy rights, care about tracking, and have these negative evaluations. But it's also possible that this is a different generation, and their attitudes toward privacy are different from people who are adults today.
Are kids 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, are they actually on cell phones? I mean, do they have smartphones typically?
Yeah. So a study that was done a few years ago found that about a third of kids between 8 to 10 have a cell phone. And we also know that kids are allowed to play with phones and other digital devices that their parents own even before they themselves own one.
So from the study, what is the potential danger of kids using smartphones at such a young age?
Well, I think the main message is that children aren't really sensitive to the potential dangers. Mm-hmm. They see it as a good thing to be able to track items. They understand that this is a way to find things that are lost. But they don't see the other side of it. Mm-hmm. So they really need some limits, I think, in understanding when they should share information and what kind of information should be kept private. Because mm-hmm. it's not something they're kind of coming to on their own.
Yeah, is that something a 4 or 5-year-old child can understand if you tell them, hey, look, someone may be able to track you and find out where you are? Is that something that can be understood by them?
I think so. I mean, it's an open question. We know that kids really care about other kinds of ownership rights. So even in our study, if somebody put a button, a tracking button on their own possessions without tracking it, they were suspicious of that because they don't like people touching their stuff.
Hmm.
So So I think they have the basic idea that there are some things you can do because they're your own things, and other things you shouldn't touch because they belong to other people. Mm-hmm. So if they can extend that to these more intangible things like tracking and privacy, I think that's something that even young children could understand.
And adults, I'm guessing they didn't enjoy the thought of being tracked at all, right?
No, and in fact, a lot of times they just kind of express this idea that there's something weird or creepy about it. Sometimes they said, oh, if you do that, you know, someone could spy on you or someone could steal your stuff.
Right.
But other times they just said, you know, that's an invasion of privacy, right, and that makes it wrong.
Well, yeah, meanwhile, they're on Facebook letting the world know where they are practically at all times, right? So
I know. When I was a kid, I had a diary, and it had a lock on it, and you weren't supposed to share it with anybody. I think it's really different from the kinds of sharing we see online these days.
Yeah, no, I almost feel jealous because they just feel so open about things. There's that part of keeping it to yourself doesn't exist, I guess, anymore, which may be a good thing. Susan Gelman, professor of psychology and linguistics at the University of Michigan, right here on WILS. Thank you very much, Susan.
Thank you.